On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Matthew Neal. He is a trauma surgeon and a research scientist who teaches Stop the Bleed seminars, and that's going to be the focus of our discussion today. Stop the Bleed Day, it's coming up May 23rd, and we'll find out about that in just a moment. First of all, thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Okay, before we get started, give us a little background information about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a trauma surgeon, and I practice at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we have had a very active program in the Stop the Bleed initiative in Pittsburgh and throughout Western Pennsylvania.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the Stop the Bleed campaign. So it is a national campaign. So tell us about it. What is the Stop the Bleed campaign?
The Stop the Bleed program is a campaign that is aimed at directly saving lives through an effort to increase public awareness and encourage people and organizations across the country to get trained in bleeding control techniques. So the Stop the Bleed initiative began in October of 2015, and the intent is to make bleeding control as common as CPR. And to really train everyone potentially to save a life. So National Stop the Bleed Day is an opportunity for awareness to the campaign and our chance to communicate to everyone that they have the opportunity to learn these simple and straightforward techniques that might help them to save a life.
How did you get involved and interested in the Stop the Bleed Day and the Stop the Bleed campaign?
So as a trauma surgeon, these are the kind of problems that I take care of on a daily basis. And so we see patients that are injured as a result of shootings, stabbings, and violent crime. But we also see everyday injuries in the home, the workplace, in motor vehicle collisions that result in life-threatening bleeding. And bleeding is the leading cause of preventable death after trauma. This is an opportunity, if we act fast, where we can save a life. But the problem is that an individual can die from blood loss in as little as 3 to 5 minutes. And the average emergency medical response time is somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 minutes. And as a trauma surgeon, it's very frustrating to me if I don't have the opportunity to render care because someone dies before they get to the hospital. And yet the techniques that we use to stop bleeding are straightforward, simple, easy to apply, and really can be done by anyone. And so this initiative really appealed to me as a surgeon because it extends our reach into the community and gives us the potential to save additional lives by getting people to the hospital in the setting of life-threatening bleeding.
You just mentioned techniques right there. Can anyone learn these life-saving Stop the Bleed techniques?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the Stop the Bleed program teaches three major components of bleeding control. It teaches how to apply good, firm, direct pressure to stop bleeding. It teaches the use of what's called wound packing, or where we actually stuff something into a bleeding wound to prevent someone from bleeding. And it teaches the application of tourniquets, which can be used to stop bleeding from an arm or a leg, and really are an opportunity to save lives in a preventable cause of death. And to illustrate the fact, really, that anyone can do this, we have a very active campaign of teaching Stop the Bleed. We teach throughout our region, having taught in many schools, places of worship, and community organizations. And my son, who is 9 years old, accompanies me to teach at these programs. So he gets up on the stage and demonstrates these techniques, and at the age of 9 has learned not only how to do this, but how to teach it. And I think it's an important message for everyone that everyone can save a life, and is demonstrated by the fact that my 9-year-old has really honed these skills.
Very nice. Now, what type of wounds can be treated with these Stop the Bleed techniques?
So the most common cause of preventable death from bleeding is bleeding from an arm or a leg. And one of the reasons that that's highly preventable is, as I mentioned, the potential to utilize a tourniquet. So the first thing that we actually do to take a step back is that we teach people to understand what life-threatening bleeding looks like. And so part of the courses and part of the teaching is to understand that you have to see bleeding in order to stop bleeding and to understand what it looks like when someone has life-threatening bleeding. Once we've identified that, as I mentioned, bleeding from an extremity, from an arm or a leg, can be easily controlled with either direct pressure or with application of a tourniquet, which is a big part of what we teach to do in the Stop the Bleed campaign. In addition, there are other areas of the body, including what we call junctional bleeding, and those are areas in the groin, the armpit, or the neck, where we can't use a tourniquet, but pressure or wound packing can be utilized as an adjunct to stop bleeding. And so the course goes through all aspects of bleeding in any place of the body and teaches what can be done to intervene.
Stop the Bleed Day, I believe it's coming up May 23rd, is that correct?
That's exactly right. So National Stop the Bleed Day is May 23rd, and we are advocating that everyone, encouraging all individuals to get trained, get kits, and get involved. And we have more information available on how to do that on the website at nationalstopthebleedday.org.
So what else does the Stop the Bleed campaign entail? There's classes and training, but how does that work?
Yeah, so there's really two key components to the Stop the Bleed program. The first is the training, as we mentioned. We want everyone to be able to recognize life-threatening bleeding and to understand that there are things that they can do to save a life. The second portion of this is having access to bleeding control tools in the form of bleeding control kits. And the analogy that we use for this is like AEDs for someone that has a heart attack or an arrest. We want the public to be able to have access to bleeding control kits that contains gloves for personal protection, gauze for wound packing, and tourniquets for application to bleeding from the arm and the legs. And so part of the campaign is not only the education of the public on what to do, but how to get access to the kits, where these can be purchased, and where they can find them, as increasingly we see these kits in public places such as airports and public buildings.
Okay, once again, give us the website where they can go to find out more about the National Stop the Bleed campaign. And is the website also the same website that they can go to find out where they can get these Stop the Bleed kits?
Yes, so nationalstopthebleedday.org is where anyone can learn about taking a Stop the Bleed class. And then we have links to be able to learn more about obtaining kits and links to the websites for the Stop the Bleed initiative, where they can learn more about implementing this in their community.
Okay, as we start to wrap things up, if there's one point you could make about Stop the Bleed, the Stop the Bleed campaign, what would that be?
I think what we really seek to highlight is that bleeding can be very scary. And oftentimes when people encounter this, they don't know what to do. But the techniques to stop bleeding are simple, they're straightforward, and it is absolutely necessary that individuals learn how to do this, because bleeding, death from bleeding, can result in as little as 3 to 5 minutes. And that's not enough time to get professional medical care. And so we want to train everyone to be an immediate responder. And we want everyone really to hear the message that they can save a life by investing a small amount of time to learn these very straightforward techniques.
Do these Stop the Bleed classes cost anything?
They do not. So all of the training is free. The courses that are listed through the website are available in cities throughout the country and are provided free of charge. And bleeding control kits are increasingly becoming available in public locations and are available for purchase if individuals are interested to have them for themselves, for their place of business, or for their home.
Okay, Dr. Matthew Neal, a trauma surgeon and research scientist who teaches Stop the Bleed seminars, and that's what we've been talking about, the Stop the Bleed Day, which is coming up May 23rd, a national campaign to stop bleeding in trauma victims. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I really appreciate it.
It's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.